trending this hour.
That song upset me.
Yeah, it's not good.
It just kept getting worse and worse. But I do think that Mariana Trench has some good songs.
I've really seen them perform live. They're terrific live.
So Ariana Grande dropped her fifth album, Thank You Next.
Yes.
And a new music video as well that already has 6 million views.
My goodness.
Oh, and you know what? Her fans are dedicated and they know what she's been through. So the lyrics just mean that much more. The music video is for the song called Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And it has a very interesting plot twist at the end, which I think you'd be very intrigued by.
I have some samples from what so far seem to be the breakthrough hits from that album. Uh-huh. We'll get to that coming up in about 12 minutes.
Speaking of Ariana Grande, she has accused Grammys producer Ken of lying after he suggested that the singer was not performing at the Grammys because, quote unquote, she felt it was too late for her to pull something together. She responded on Twitter saying, "Are you kidding me? It was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend."
Mm.
Drama.
And Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber opened up about his Xanax addiction and sexual compulsions in Vogue's March 2018 magazine that's coming out.
I was so excited to read that interview. I thought it'd be so loving and wonderful, and it was kind of depressing.
Well, yeah, it's real. He has about new music for Justin Bieber. He said he actually gets like anxiety when he thinks about it.
Oh,
just
man.
Thinking about music right now stresses me out. So don't expect anything new from him in the near future.
And they say, like, this is a quote from Justin Bieber. He says, "We don't want to lose each other. We don't want to say the wrong thing. And so we've been struggling with not expressing our emotions." They got married and they are still talking about how horrible their first breakup was and how they're still trying to work through it.
Wow. Dogs improve your health, and not just in one or two ways. There's a new article from Shape Magazine that says there are 10 very obvious improvements to your health when you get a dog.
Did you ever read that article that said that women prefer to sleep with a dog over a man?
Mm-hmm. So pretty much just ditch the dudes.
Yep.
He's going to screw up on Valentine's Day and not get what you want anyway. So just get a dog. They get you moving. Obviously, that makes sense as far as like getting up and going for walks. And keep you moving. It promote health and fitness even after you take them for a stroll. Getting up to let them out. Those kinds of things. Getting up to feed them. You know, going to get food. All of those things. They push you to the next level as far as walking and increasing your heart rate while you're doing so. Those all make sense. Don't accept excuses. You can't take like a week off. You gotta walk the dog. They ease the road to recovery. I really found this one interesting. So it says that after heart surgery, like a heart attack, dog owners had a way better one-year survival rate than non-dog owners did. So just all of these things fall into that. And I even think with my knee surgery, getting up when I didn't want to, but should, to get it moving, to let Gord out, probably made a lot of sense.
Well, it is crazy how they just know that you're not feeling well, too. They try and comfort you in a way or try and protect you, which is so cool.
Or try to tackle you sometimes when they're not paying attention.
Sure.
Yeah. They lower your risk of obesity, good for the whole family, fewer trips to the doctor's office. Dog owners require 20% less medical care than non-dog owners. Crazy, especially in the elderly community.
Wow.
They improve your people skills, so as far as mental health goes.
Well, and also, as soon as you arrive maybe to someone's house for a party or an event and you don't know a lot of people, when there's a dog that greets you at the door, it just makes everything more comfortable because you instantly start talking to the dog.
Right.
And then you're not as shy.
Well, and I even think like taking your dog to the dog park increases your social skills too.
For sure.
That helps with mental health for sure. And then they provide preventative health care. This is the last reason how dogs improve your health. Meaning, like, if you have a stroke, your dog can notify people. Or if you're very ill, a dog can sniff it out sometimes. Those kinds of things. So preventative maintenance, preventative health care.
So moral of the story is dogs are God.
Backwards.
That's true.
Get a dog.
Hot 107.
Flower Shop Friday is on the way next. Good morning. This is a segment we call Verbal Diaries. Let's get into our deepest and darkest, Lise.
Am I going first?
Sure.
I just want to talk about fast food restaurants for a moment. This has been on my mind as of late, and I just don't understand. Why is it that the fast food drive-through employees will give me 1,400 napkins, yet not one packet of ketchup?
Vala, do you have to ask for ketchup now?
Yes. They don't supply it. Cost budget. But yet, they're giving me an entire package of napkins. I don't even have enough room in my middle console to hold all of them.
Yeah.
They're handing it to me like I need to stop a war wound. What am I going to do with all of these? That's what's been on my mind as of late.
Tough stuff, hey?
Yeah.
Hope you're okay.
I'll be all right.
My verbal diary is about getting a cold, but it's a positive. A lot of people dealing with that this time of year.
Can't you hear it in my voice?
Yeah.
I'm very smelly cat today.
But think of just this moment, and let's take a minute and rejoice.
Okay.
When you have a plug nostril, and just for a brief second, it opens up for you.
It pops.
The seeps part, the snot seize part, and you can actually get like a two-hole inhale.
And you can hear the sound of angels.
And then seconds later, the other one plugs. Yes, this is something we do every Friday, and we see what dumb things. Flora saw right on a card, which is pretty much everything. But
it just always blows my mind when they're actually putting it down on a piece of paper. It's one of those situations where they're probably busy or they're not actually paying attention to what you're writing
Yeah.
until after you hang up, and then they look back at it and they're like,
what?
Is that a prank?
Yeah. I wonder if Ariana's lyrics might just be too bold for even a florist, though. Let's go.
Thank you for calling Flowers. Kathy speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, pretty good, Kathy. You?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I was just wondering if I could get you to write a card down for me. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored.
Because I'm bored?
Mm-hmm. You can hit it in the morning like it's yours.
Okay.
I know it ain't right, but I don't care. Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
Okay.
And that's everything. Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Break up with your girlfriend because I am bored. You can hit it in the morning like it was yours. I know it ain't right, but I don't care. Break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored.
Perfect. Do you think that's going to work?
I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
We got a message asking for some romance help. I don't know why people reach out to us for that.
Because
here we are.
Our listeners.
Yes.
Are experienced and they know what's best.
That's true, actually. Once we let the text line take it, and we're very honest.
Yes.
We don't hold back. So let's hear it. What's up today?
Now, they wanted to remain anonymous, which is totally fine. They said that they've been going on a couple dates so far with a guy that she's really interested in, but all they've done is watch movies,
mm-hmm.
and he's like touched her thigh and like caressed it. But they've only hung out, I think it was like two or three times. And she said when he dropped her off, he didn't kiss her.
Okay.
But still wants to hang out again. So her question for us is it acceptable to ask the question, what are we?
Well, if there wasn't the leg touch, if there wasn't the leg touch, I'd say you're just friends probably. No kiss.
Right.
No physical stuff.
But
no like fancy dinner date.
There was a leg touch.
So I think he's already shown what they are.
But don't you think the question, what are we, is a terrifying question to ask somebody that quickly?
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm torn because I feel like some guys, if they really like the girl, they don't want to screw it up by moving too fast, and mm-hmm. they want like her to make the first move or right. to show that they're a gentleman or that they're patient or that they're not just in it to get it.
Okay.
So he might just be being very respectful.
But will it terrify him and scare him away if she asks the three-word question,
what are we? I think she'd be better off to, like, just French kiss him. Like, go in for the French, you know?
I think because based on this message, it sounds like all they do is get together and watch a movie and then he takes her home. So my suggestion would be to do something different, like actually get to know this guy's personality. Mm-hmm. Is it even someone that you want to be asking that question to?
Well, and if I learned anything from The Bachelor last week,
oh God,
it's that he needs to take her and find a beach for their first kiss and light some firework.
If a guy doesn't hop a fence for you, he is not the one. That's what I learned from The Bachelor recaps that I saw on floating around on
Twitter.
He still
hasn't jumped the fence yet. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe the preview you saw. We were right. When we have a problem, our listeners come up with a solution. Thank you to everybody who's texted in. Mandy said, just get drunk and make out. You can blame the booze if he's not interested after that, and then you'll know. I think Nick sums things up best, though. Why does she need to define it so early?
Yeah, it's only been 3 dates, girl.
Take the pressure off herself and him. She should make sure she's enjoying the experience instead of trying to categorize everything.
It is insane how much we overthink what we're worth.
Mm-hmm.
In only 3 hangouts. Like, if that's 3 hangouts of just watching a movie, 2, 4, that's 6 hours that you've spent with this guy, and you're already like, am I worth it?
Well, I think that's the hookup culture and the scary part about it. There are so many games, mm-hmm. and so often guys will put in that work until they get what they want, and then they're gone. Or some girls do that, too. And it's just, there's so many mind games. I can understand why Anonymous, right? She doesn't want her name used.
Wants to ask, what are we now, so she's not wasting her time.
And doesn't overcommit to something. Like, it's a special bond when you take it to the next level. You don't want to just throw that away.
Will texted in saying he's been in the friend zone too many times. Just go in for a kiss. I love all these people that are like, just kiss him. Watch, she's going to do it, and he's going to be like, whoa, 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 back up.
We're related. It's National Pizza Day tomorrow. I'm putting you to the test next.
I had no idea.
Amateur.
What's wrong with me?
You wanna be.
Not true. I even eat frozen pizzas and enjoy them.
Without heating them up. All right. Ariana Grande dropped some new music yesterday. We have a little bit of 3 of the biggest songs. This one is called Ghostin', and it's
it samples Mac Miller's song 2009. Like, the melody is the exact same.
Really beautiful. You know what I think makes her so powerful is how well she can harmonize with herself when they like loop 2 of her voices together, because she can hit the highs and lows so well.
Not only that, but she can do that like soft, breathy voice, and it sounds just as beautiful as when she starts wailing.
Yeah.
So the only voice I don't
the only voice I don't like from her is on that like kids TV show Cat and something that my daughter loves. Her voice is so annoying, like her speaking voice in it. But
is that her actual speaking voice?
I think she like plays it up a bit.
Well, that's good. Okay, so this next song actually has a music video that's been dropped, and it's called Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Like, both of those songs so far, I'm like, yep, they're going to be massive hits.
And this last one here is called NASA.
I'm not sold on this one.
You're not?
No, and I think it's rude.
She just wants space, man.
Yeah, but she really rubs it in with how many times she asked for it in a row. Listen. NASA. Get up,
sometimes people need to hear it more than once.
Hot 107.
Lisa pretends she's like a pizza addict, but I feel like it's a bit of a facade.
Okay, it's not a facade. It just got so aggressive that one day I was like, oh, wow, gained a quick 20.
Yeah, okay.
So I've now just been like trying to be healthier.
But like, I'm a fried chicken fan. I eat fried chicken way more than you eat pizza.
Cool. Do you want a badge?
No, I want some fried chicken. So we're going to put Lisa to the test and see if it is, in fact, a facade.
Okay.
I've got the list, because National Pizza Day is tomorrow, of the top five toppings. For every one you get wrong, you have to go a week without eating.
That's not going to happen. Pizza. I'm going to have pizza this weekend.
Well, then we're not playing the stupid game.
Okay, then hit the button. Play a song. Just kidding. Okay, so top five toppings on pizza. Salami.
You're going with salami for like first place? I have them ranked.
No, I don't want to put them in an order. That's not fair.
Okay, well, why don't you just play pepperoni. Games with yourself then?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, correct. That is first place.
Of course it is.
So the salami isn't even on there, so grow up.
Wow, that's so embarrassing. Ham.
Ham is... Ooh, what? No.
What? Sorry. It's not even in the top five?
No.
Wow.
Next up.
Black olives.
Incorrect.
Sorry.
This is dumb. Green pepper.
Sorry.
Red onion.
Sorry.
Chicken.
Sorry.
Okay. Bacon.
Bacon is actually sixth place.
Okay, so it's not on the top five.
No.
So I'm wrong again.
But listen, the one is kind of confusing, so I'm going to let bacon slip in there. You've got two correct. The weird one in third place or fourth place is extra cheese.
So that doesn't count.
Exactly. So we're going to let bacon fly. So you've got pepperoni and bacon so far. Almost a Canadian.
Ranch.
Sorry.
Don't air sauce.
Sorry.
Like what?
What am I not thinking of? Oh, please don't tell me pineapple is in the top five.
Pineapple is in the top five.
I am disgusted with this list. Where did you find it?
I gave you a little hint when I said you have pepperoni and bacon on there. Almost a Canadian pizza. Almost a Canadian. Pepperoni, bacon, and...
Sausage.
Sausage is on there, but that would be a meat lover's. We're looking for... mushrooms.
I hate mushrooms. They didn't even come to mind at all. I try to forget that they even exist.
So, have a good look at her, everyone.
Whatever.
This is your pizza expert. A lot of people have been texting in about Lisa's voice, asking why she sounds so seductive today.
I'm actually quite sick.
Yeah, so it's kind of also known as phlegmy.
It's not phlegmy. It's more so... Yeah, okay. It's phlegmy.
It reminds me of the scene from Friends when Phoebe got really sick and then everybody started really embracing her music with her sick voice. Here's a bit of that.
Why you stick on me, baby?
Way to go.
Your cold makes you sound so great.
God, I love how sexy I am.
That show, still to this day, is timelessly hilarious, in my opinion.
Yeah, solid. All mornings with Ryder and Lisa, and it's a brand new concept that I want to pitch for February 16th, and I need your support. So head over to Twitter and retweet the concept, or share it on Facebook. However you get the message out, we need to make this happen. Check it out.
Romantics have Valentine's Day.
Ladies have Galentine's Day.
But what about nurturing your best bro relationship? Again, totally left out of the festivities. Well, that is, until now. Palentine's Day is coming on February 16th. That's a day to get together with the dudes and do dude pal stuff.
Like what?
Like listening to Metallica a little bit too loud and taking a friendly wrestling match too far until someone gets a nosebleed?
What else?
Like slapping each other's asses when playing or even sometimes watching sports.
Wow, that sounds fun. What else do you guys do?
Shoot Roman candles at each other, spit in public, turn the heat down and make the house uncomfortably cold, take oddly long bathroom breaks, use chairs as coat hangers, call each other's moms hot, talk about what professional athletes are doing wrong even though we can barely play catch anymore, refuse to use moisturizer, take our socks off and leave them around, and argue about who can drink the most beer.
Crazy. Count me out.
No problem. You weren't invited. Palentine's Day. For dude pals only. No girls allowed.